In this special Thanksgiving episode, I give tips what to do on Thanksgiving Day if there's no Thanksgiving turkey trots. And stay tuned for a special Thanksgiving Day rant.
Welcome to Martha Runs the World, a podcast with a new take on running, fitness, and all things health-oriented. I'm Martha Hughes, your host, and each week I present a new topic that is of interest to all runners.
Hi, welcome to episode 97 of Martha Runs the World. This is the 2020 Thanksgiving special episode. I wanted to start the show by saying thank you very much to you, the loyal listener. I can't express how much having you listen to this show every week means to me. It means so much to me that you take time out of your busy day to give my little show a listen. I mean, without you, I'd just be talking to a wall, which I would probably do anyway. But, you know, it just means so much that you actually listen, that I don't have to talk to that wall, that poor wall, right? And if you're new to the show, welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My show is different. I mean, it's a running podcast. Yeah. So it's like other running podcasts. But I try to make it different in that it's for the regular runner. I don't have a lot of elites on the show. Once in a while, we'll have an elite on if they have a really interesting story and are different than everyone else. But just because someone runs fast doesn't mean they're going to be on my show. Other running shows do that, and they do a great job. Don't get me wrong. I love other running shows. There are a bunch of them that I listen to, and I love them. And they have those really fast rabbit runners on their shows, and that's great. That's what they are there for, and they do an awesome job of it. And I'm not even going to try to do that kind of a job because that's not my show. I want my show to be accessible to the everyday runner, to the road runner, and the trail runner, to those mid-pack, back-of-the-pack runners who know that unless they win in their age group, which rocks, it does totally rock, by the way, but unless they win in their age group, they're not going to be first in the race. And that's most of us, right? I mean, how many of us are going to be first in Western states? Okay, really? We're not. We can still love running and we can still enjoy our sports and listen to it from other runners who are around our same level or talk to or hear about it from other runners who are our same level. And he also hear about health and fitness and things that might not seem to be related to running, but really are. So that's what I try to do with my show. Going around the long way, I try to include a lot of things that runners would be interested in. So I don't just talk about running. You know, it isn't just running. It's all the other things that we also enjoy. And I also try to do humor, too, because we need to laugh, especially this year. I like to have fun, and I make a lot of jokes. I sometimes think I make jokes to the wrong people, and sometimes I work around very serious people who don't understand my sense of humor. Like, I tried to make a joke the other day at work, and I said, you know that, I talked to one of the people at work, and I said, you know that, remember that movie Airplane, and remember that scene from Airplane when, and she goes, no, I never saw it. Okay, well, sorry. Okay, never mind. Never mind. Not going to work. It's just not going to work. Unless you've seen it, you can't explain it, because everyone else, they wouldn't understand unless they've seen it and love it. Like I do. Okay. It's a great movie, by the way. Just don't be offended. Don't take everything so seriously. And just put your little PC stuff aside and love it because it's a really funny movie. Very funny. 2020 messed up all our races. And of course, it messes up our turkey trots as well. So Thanksgiving is a weird year. On top of that, because of my new job, I have to work on Thanksgiving. So I'm not even going to really have a Thanksgiving. I've decided to have my Thanksgiving a couple days beforehand, so I'm going to have my Thanksgiving tomorrow, which I'll talk about a little bit. San Francisco turkey trot that I do every year is not going to happen this year. It's going to happen virtually, so I'm going to run it tomorrow. I picked up the magnificent cotton t-shirt and bib today, as a matter of fact, and I got to see Steve Wu, It was so nice to see it. The shirt is great and beautiful, and I'll have a picture of it on the website. It'll probably be this episode's picture, so you'll see it. And yes, I said cotton. It's always cotton. The San Francisco Turkey Trot shirt is always cotton. Steve is old school. There's no metals. You get a cotton shirt and you will love it because that's what it is. As a matter of fact, this shirt is more prized and more cherished than any technical shirt that you ever got in a race. I'll tell you. Let me tell you that. In fact, one year, all the shirts were stolen before the race. That's right. They were stolen. And you have to listen to last year's episode 46 that I interviewed Steve with about the San Francisco Turkey Trot to hear more information on that. So after this episode, go back and listen to 46 so you can hear all about Steve's story, about the race, how it got started, and how the one year when all the merch was stolen. It was a sad story, but we pulled through, let me tell you. It was really, really interesting. And also, I got to talk to some of the folks who ran it, too. That was pretty cool. And it's 100% virtual this year. He actually sold out the race. He told me today he was afraid that not many people would sign up. And of course, we signed up. We signed up because we need to run it, and we like supporting Steve. And 100% of the proceeds go to the Lowell High School track team, so we want to support them, too. I'm keeping things positive. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy my dinner tomorrow. I'm making a spatchcock chicken. Yeah, it's not dirty. Don't worry. It's when you cut the chicken and you lay it flat so that the whole skin gets all crispy and it cooks all at once. And I'm going to make some potatoes. And I made a pie today. I made this amazing mincemeat pie. No meat in it, just the apples and raisins and walnuts and all kinds of spices. It's so delicious. I made this pie today, so I'm going to have that tomorrow. So I'm going to have a little Thanksgiving a couple days ahead of time, but I have to enjoy it. You know, working, I don't know. I'll probably make a quiche or something to bring that in for the people that I work with. So at least we can have something, right? I thought because there's so many changes and because everyone's doing something differently this year, I might give some suggestions of what you can do with your friends or your family or by yourself if you are this year for Thanksgiving. If you can't run a turkey trot, if you don't have a virtual race or you're not going to do a virtual race and you want to do something else to fit in. Here's some suggestions. I found some of these online and I thought of some other things too to do. You can sit around the table. Now, this is a really good one. Before or after dinner, you can sit around the table or around the living room or whatever, and everyone can write letters to soldiers. And this is through Operation Gratitude, and I'll put a link of theirs on the website. And this is really important because we still have people stationed overseas, and they would love to hear from folks back here. So that's a really nice thing you can do. Maybe after dinner when you can't move and you want to do something, you really feel grateful. So, you know, why not help out someone else and make them feel grateful? You can host your own turkey trot. Maybe there's just a few of you. Maybe you've just got a handful of people. So you can go out for your own little run. It doesn't have to be far. Maybe just a couple miles around your neighborhood or there's a nice trail nearby. Why not? I don't care what the government says. They says we can't gather. Gather with your friends. Gather with your family. This is a time-honored tradition. And as long as you're safe and as long as you're doing it respectfully of others, I see no problem with it. Go out in a specified course. Specify the course and have your own little course. You can make handmade bibs for everybody. You can give everybody a handmade medal. You can interview family members and friends and document their history. Find out a little bit about their family. Find out where they came from, where they immigrated from, where their parents lived. You can record them on the phone while on a run or a walk. It can turn into a pretty cool family history for them and for their family and their friends, too, as well. Pumpkin bowling. This looks pretty fun to me, to be honest. If you have a fairly good-sized yard, buy some pumpkins, buy some large ones. I would say you probably maybe you need more smaller ones and some bigger ones. So set up five to seven of the smaller ones up in like a pyramid shape, and then use the larger ones as the bowling balls and pumpkin bowl. That sounds fun. Yeah, sure, there'll be a little bit of a mess afterwards, but who cares? It's great. You get to smash pumpkins. Hunt for mini pumpkins. This is a great idea for everybody. The kids would love this one. You can hide those around the yard if you want. That's really terrific, and they're pretty inexpensive. You can buy a whole bunch of them, put them in, put them all around, or even in the house. If you don't want to go outside, put them around the house. Just remember to find them all, because one sitting around a few months might not be the best. Oh, might get to be a little bit mushy, you know? Play neighborhood bingo. The squares are great. Now, I have a link for this printable square on the website. I just love those loud motorcycles. It's really cool. It says things like bench, wheelbarrow, window shutters, red door, pine cone, pickup truck, that kind of thing. Or you can make up one of your own, depending on where you live, right? Thanksgiving treasure hunt hike. Think of 10 things that can be found and checked off. And maybe you can do it with your phone picture. Okay, is this the night for loud motorcycles? Okay, I swear every loud motorcycle in the world is going past here. Find 10 things on the list, take a picture of it, and the first person or first group back wins. What do they win? It's up to you. I love that idea. That would be really fun. I'd definitely be into that kind of thing. Especially if you have like, if you have maybe, you know, even if you have 8 people, if you could have like 4 groups of 2, that wouldn't be bad. Who's the baby? Bring a baby picture and everyone guesses each other. I've played this game at baby showers and it's kind of fun, except I always lose because my baby picture looks just like me. I swear to God it does. It always gives me away. So I'm not that wild about that game, but maybe others would love that one. And you know, many of us don't have families to spend with, and if we have just have friends, we could still do all those things. And if you just have your friends and you don't want to do tradition, maybe if you just have yourself or by yourself, or maybe with just your significant other or just a friend, only cook what you love. If you don't like turkey, make something else. I used to have these couple friends who hated turkey, so they made something else on Thanksgiving, and they made it their own. That was their tradition. Cook something other than turkey. You don't have to cook turkey. You're a vegetarian? Make something else. Nothing says you have to do this. You don't have to do anything. It's your day. It's your Thanksgiving. You be thankful for what you want, and you make what you want.
We'll be right back.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
Start new traditions. Start your own traditions. Just because someone else does it one way doesn't mean you have to do it that way. This is your life. This is your tradition. You start new traditions. And there are no rules. You make up your own rules. I would say the only rule is to be thankful. That's not such a bad rule, right? That's the only rule, is to be thankful. Everything else is up in the air. I mean, really, if you want to have ice cream, and that's it. Or if you just feel lonely, if you want to Zoom with your friends, Zoom with your friends for an hour or two. Why not? Sit and watch movies all day. One Thanksgiving, I spent the day watching the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly movies. I watched A Fistful of Dollars for a Few Dollars More and the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. It was amazing. It was so amazing. It was the best trilogy. Well, of course, that is the best trilogy there is. Sorry, no arguments. That is the best trilogy. It's hours of film, hours of spaghetti westerns, hours of Morricone music. It just was amazing. It's spectacular. And I loved it. It was so fun. It took up the whole day. It was just great. It was so great. Of course, by the end of Good, Mad, the Ugly, with the crescendo and the cemetery scene, it was great. It was so great. It was so, so great. And I'm sorry if you disagree with me. I don't care. It is the best trilogy ever. Now, if you start to feel bad for yourself, there's some things you can do to manage the blues. Try not to drink too much. I've spent many holidays drinking myself into blackouts, to put it nicely, because I thought it would make me feel better, and never did. It always just made me feel worse, and of course I felt worse the next day. So try not to do that. Instead of doing that, go out for a walk if you want. Be genuinely grateful. Even if you can only think of one thing to be grateful for it. Practice self-care. Take a bubble bath. Give yourself a pedicure, a facial, something that makes you feel good, that's not destructive. That's really the best thing you can do for yourself. A lot of us don't have the families. A lot of us don't choose not to have our families around because there's reasons. Going for a run, go out for a run. We're runners, so go out for a run. Even if maybe you already went for a run that day, go out for a short run or a walk. What I love this time of year is when it's cold out at night and I go for a walk in the coldness of night, maybe my first cold winter run or cold winter walk. It's so invigorating, and it doesn't have to be far. It can be maybe a mile or two. Maybe you're not used to it. Maybe you just bundle up, or maybe you just want to get outside of the house and get outside of that warm, stuffy air, get some and relax and go out and blast some music, and not that happy stuff either. If you want to listen to some metal, blast some metal. It's very anti-Christmassy. I'm all for that. And you know what? Here's my rant. Okay, I promised you a rant. This is my rant. I used to listen to a podcast that I really liked. It was very funny, and I won't give the name of it, but it was funny, and I really enjoyed the irreverent quality of it. And it talked about making fun of certain things that we all do, and griping about bad habits that people do. But one person wrote in that they said that they, you know, that what are the traditions people have and what they didn't like about Thanksgiving. And one person wrote in saying that they didn't like that people had expectations about Thanksgiving that everyone should have. And this person said that they spent the morning with their friends going out for a run. And then they come back and then they'd enjoy the rest of the day alone because they chose not to be with their family for certain reasons that their family was not, how do they put it? I'm trying to remember. Their family was very destructive to be around and very negative and made them very unhappy. So it was much better for them not to be around. And I think that's a wise choice. I think anyone who chooses to separate themselves from their family at who is destructive at a holiday is being a very wise person. I don't think anyone who chooses to be around a destructive influence at any time is doing the wise thing. But anyway, so the one of the people of the podcast is run by a husband and wife team, and the husband thought that was a good thing, and he thought that was cool. And the wife goes, well, I think Thanksgiving is about being together and being all around a together thing. I don't think anyone should be alone at Thanksgiving. And why doesn't that person just volunteer? You know, they can volunteer somewhere. I'm not putting down volunteering. Don't get me wrong. Do not get me wrong. I've volunteered plenty in my life. Until my newest job, I volunteered for 3 years once a week helping out seniors. I help seniors exercise and go for a walk and be healthy. I love volunteering. But since when did volunteering become a replacement for being alone? Since when did volunteering become punishment for being alone? I really dislike that advice. I wanted to jump in there, and of course it's a podcast, you can't. I wanted to jump in there and ask her, oh, is that what you do on Thanksgiving? Do you volunteer? Because you know darn well she doesn't. She's with her family. And she's just fine not volunteering, but she's telling someone else to volunteer instead of doing the enjoyable thing that this person has found that to do. So this person has found a great alternative to a terrible situation at home, and she's sharing it while someone is telling her not to do that. That really bothers me. And that's why if you are very happy by yourself at Thanksgiving, at Christmas, at New Year's, any time of the year, anytime, don't let anyone in a relationship, don't let anyone with family, with a nice family, tell you that it's wrong, because it's not wrong. It's good and it's fine and it's perfect. If they want to volunteer, go for it. God bless you. It's wonderful. It's good. But unless you're out there volunteering that particular day, don't suggest that anyone else should be volunteering on that day. A little hypocritical, if you ask me. Okay, that's my rant. Being single, you find a lot of this, these kind of things. What does that have to do with running? I don't know. It has to do with living. Living has to do with running and health and all that. It all ties together. I find that if we are better in balance and health, the better our running is. And if we can find happiness within ourselves, and if we are alone and find happiness within that, then we are happier out on the road, happier running, happier in our lives, happier working, and happier in all ways of our life. Things are not perfect. There are going to be some ups and downs and some highs and lows, and you know that. I don't have to tell you that. Here's a really good thing. I had a really nice trail run. I did running on the downhills and walking on the uphills yesterday with a friend of mine. We went out to the Headlands, and I hadn't been out there in so long. I missed it. It was like seeing an old friend. Oh, it was so nice being out there. And the weather was beautiful, and it was wonderful being out there. I was so out of shape. So we were going up those hills, and I was like, I was panting the whole way up. But it was great. I loved it. And, you know, it was funny, too, because I hadn't been on Wolf Ridge for such a long time, and that's that real steep part. And I wasn't even afraid of it. I wasn't intimidated or afraid of it at all. So I went down it pretty well. Even after two of these real hotshot trail runners just bound past me like it was nothing, like it was level ground. So I'm going down slow. But I wasn't afraid. I did pretty good. I did okay. So I'm out of shape. Yeah, I haven't been up there in a long time. I haven't done hills, haven't done long runs or hikes for a while, but I'll get back there. Yeah, it's not going anywhere. I'll keep it going. That got my fires stirred up. And I know tomorrow I'll get my 5-miler in for the Turkey Trot virtual. And who knows what else I'll do before I go back to work on Wednesday. Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone. Have great runs and keep it going. And be nice to yourselves, right? Take good care of yourselves. So check out the website at martharunstheworld.com. And and all the links will be there. And you can email me. You can email me with any comments, questions, or suggestions for future shows at martharunstheworld@gmail.com. And until next week, let's tie up our shoelaces and go for a run.